I only knew something was wrong with Gallo when he suddenly announced that he was going to the hospital. We were on the slider that connected my studio to the hub, watching the square gray roofs of Anziki rise, when he stated simply, "I must go to our medicine." I looked down at him, wide-eyed. "What? Your medicine? You mean your clinic?" "Yes," he said, giving the swaying Tarakian equivalent of a nod. He looked vaguely embarrassed as he lowered his small eyes. "Why?" I asked, growing more worried. "What's wrong?" He struggled to explain, his voice a low growl, until he could come up with the right words. "I need to be fixed. My body, yes? Fixed. I will gone some days." "But what is it?" I had never felt so frustrated at our language barrier, and there seemed to be other barriers involved here, too. We knew little about the natives' physiology and, of course, even less about their cultures. So I wasn't sure I'd understand his problem even if he told me. "I can't say, yes?" Did he mean he couldn't express himself or wouldn't tell me? "Not good," he said, and indicated himself with his chin the way Tarakians do, with a slight dip of his almost perfectly round head. "Not good, yes?" "I'm so sorry." When he saw the look I gave him, he waved his hand. "No, no, not too scared. Be fixed some days." "But no danger." Gallo laughed. The Tarakians made no sound when something amused them, but their flat, wide faces shivered a little. I didn't know what to think. Was he just trying to keep me from worrying? Was I really making too much of this? "Can I see you there at the clinic?" I asked, hoping that kind of request didn't violate some code or other. "No," he said emphatically. "When I back." He tapped my arm hard with his three fingers. "Only when I back." By now we were in the hub. "I go, not too scared," he said firmly, and waved goodbye in a human manner. I stood for a few moments watching him fade into the central square crowd.